Schwartz III back on the practice field Thursday. Good news for the Jaguars wide receivers, maybe. Jaguars Titans this Sunday at LP Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you at the Florida Blue practice fields. The Jaguars back to work on Thursday. And a good sign for the receiving core today. Cecil Schwartz III back to work. Marquise Lee also on the practice field. Could the Jags finally have a full roster of receivers this week? It might be a little too early to tell, but a good step forward today. Gus Bradley still wants to be strict on the approach of getting better and the team being at their best to get winning results. Getting better is not the final objective, though. Final objective is being your best to be able to win. All that aside, you can feel it in the locker room now. This is a results-based league. Linebacker Paul Posluszny yesterday said that there's improvement, but now the next step is making plays that help the team win games, plays that impact the result. For Bradley, though, the frustration of losing with keeping the team spirit going is a fine balance. It's time to go behind enemy lines. The Tennessee Titans are 1-4. They won their opener. They've now dropped four in a row, including the collapse last week against the Cleveland Browns. Tennessee lost a 25-point lead at home, the biggest comeback for a road team in league history. Now, that said, the Titans offense has some weapons, including a pair of good young wide receivers. Justin Hunter, in his second year out of the University of Tennessee, had a 75-yard touchdown from Charlie Whitehurst in the second quarter last week. Kendall Wright is now in his third season out of Baylor, 25 receptions, three touchdowns, two of those last week. No matter who the quarterback is, Locker, Whitehurst, or even Mettenberger, he'll have options on the outside, and it's a good challenge for a young Jaguars secondary.
Hunter is a big, athletic guy that is extremely fast. Last week he caught a long ball versus the Browns and outran their secondary. When he finished, he was able to outrun their secondary. And Kendall, he's just a extremely good playmaker for him. They try to get the ball in his hands, whether it's a screen or an under route and some deep balls, where Hunter is more of a deep ball guy, deep digs, goes, that type of stuff. So, but they're both very good playmakers.
Hope you'll join us on radio tonight. The Gus Bradley Show, 6 to 7 p.m. Gus Bradley and Jeff Lagerman, followed by an hour of Jaguars Thursday. Myself, Lagerman, and Tony Baselli, all on the flagship station of Jaguars Radio, 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. The Jags wrap up Titans week on Friday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.